Paul, around a 70, a decent knock. As you say, yeah. You probably played better than you scored today.
I felt I did, yeah. I did, but that's all right. Look, it's a great week. The weather's been great, very kind. Started a week, it looked average. Middle of the week, it looked terrible. And it turned out to be actually just perfect. So that's the most important thing. Everybody seems to be having a good time. The energy level is great. The fun, the crack, everything that we wanted is good. Obviously, the restrictions, you know, are in place. And, you know, we got to adhere to all of those. And otherwise, we'd have a lot of crowds here and stuff like that. But other than that, it's gone great.
It certainly is. The players are loving the place. They, you know, they really enjoying the golf course. There's some great scoring. We saw that Paul broke the course record today with a 63. So there's so much, as you say, positive energy around the place. And you're really set up nicely going forward.
I think so, yeah. You know, I think everybody seems to be having a good time. The amateurs, importantly, you know, this tour now was going to be built around amateurs playing with professionals. There's a new direction that's been taken, like the Dunhill, you know, and amateur celebrities combined with the professionals. And so it's important that they're having a good time. And by all accounts, certainly with the crack we had in the pub last night, that's certainly the case. And Daniel O'Donnell sang a few songs. And, you know, we've a real good energy and a vibe about it. And that's really, really key.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And as I say, that's where you miss the crowds. I mean, obviously, Daniel's a big local hero here. You've got the likes of James Nesbitt, who's so well known from his acting prowess. And, you know, a lot of the old great soccer stars around the place as well. And, you know, that's as you say yourself, what creates a buzz around the tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. As I say, the new direction for this tour is taken, and that's what it is. You know, the celeb series combined with the amateurs coming along and having a good time. And we're certainly seeing that this week. We're up and running. Yes, it's not what we'd like it to be, but we're grateful that we have a tournament in the first place with all the you know, the difficulties that we've had to encounter. But we're up and running, and hopefully next year we're going to be past COVID and we can really illuminate this place even more.
It hasn't been quite as stressful as it was for you in 2019. There's a massive amount of work goes into putting on an event like the Irish Open. This is certainly on a smaller scale, and it's well within your ambit, there's no doubt about that. But this is an event that you yourself will be keeping a close eye on in the years ahead and hoping to build.
Oh yeah, certainly I'm going to be involved, and McGinley Foundation are beneficiaries here, which is terrific. And yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like everything, Dennis, it's in the prep, you know. I mean, once the tournament starts, you know, it rolls. And but you've got to have the prep ready. You've got to have the golf course ready. The hotels have got to be great. You know, everybody's got to be looked after. Everybody's got to know what they're doing. You know, there's, you know, and the golf course has got to be set up fairly and enjoyable for both the pros and the amateurs. And once you do all that, it's all in the preparation. Once it actually unfolds, you know, you just let it take its own energy from there. And that's what I'm really pleased about, is that we did that. We created the foundation, and then from there, it's just kind of ignited with its own energy, which is terrific.
I've spoken to you about this before, but Donegal definitely is a sleeping giant in golfing terms, Paul. Wandered down to the St. Patrick's Link yesterday. It looks absolutely spectacular. You know, this course will hold its place with any links golf course in the world. So Donegal has a golfing infrastructure here that still is, in many ways, has been relatively unexplored, but that mightn't be the case for much longer. I think people are starting to wake up to Donegal. Unfortunately, the weather can be a bit inclement at times, but when the sun shines, there'll be nowhere nicer.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's got the hills, it's got the cliffs, it's got the ocean, it's got the sand dunes, the great courses, as you say. And, you know, to be a great golfing destination, it's not just about the courses. And southwest of Ireland have done it brilliantly, where it's not just great courses they have down there. They got great infrastructure, they got great hotels, they got great restaurants, they got great pub. They're very welcoming. And, you know, Donegal is on that pathway as well, too. And we're a bit behind where they are in southwest Ireland. But, you know, the idea is to catch them.
And finally, we have a great leaderboard. Obviously, Philip Price leading the way with two terrific rounds of golf. I mean, 65-64 is a fair knock over here over the 2 days. But, you know, players like Thomas Bjorn and Paul Laurie in his sights. So it promises to be a great final day.
I think so. And again, the forecast is very good tomorrow with only, I mean, today we'd, what, 3 or 4 mile an hour wind? I mean, when have you ever seen that in Donegal? And tomorrow is going to be forecast the same. And with the bit of moisture and rain we've had earlier in the week, the course is relatively soft. And we know that from the Open Championship. You know, when even players at this standard, aged over 50, you know, standard is really good. They can really play. And when you give professional golfers control of a relatively soft golf course and a links golf course without wind, because the defense of links golf courses is obviously the wind, well, then you're going to have low scoring. And you know, these guys can really play. The standard's high. 13 under par for 2 rounds is really, really good scoring. And you'd put the very best players in the world around here. And, you know, I'd be surprised if they were much better than 13 under par. That's what you're talking about. It really, that's an incredible score for 2 days.